Welcome back to Husk Cherries.
First show of the semester.
Woot woot.
We're usually at 3 a.m., but we got pushed up to 2.
An upgrade.
Moving up in the world.
Yep. Definitely an upgrade.
Yes, not delirious yet.
Questionable. But yeah.
We're glad you're all listening.
All 10.
We have some nice tunes lined up for you this hour. Mm-hmm.
As usual, they're kind of all over the place, but, you know, each one is...
Unique
and...
Special in its own way.
Yes. So that you just heard was Sufjan Stevens from the amazing new movie Call Me By Your Name.
Still need to see that.
Yeah. You have to.
Yeah.
Definitely becoming a cult classic, I would say.
Yeah, I feel that. We have...
The next song that we have is by Rostam.
Forest Whitaker first.
Oh, Forest Whitaker, and then we also have Rostam.
And we also have, I think we have TV Girl?
Yeah, TV Girl.
Okay, yeah.
Coming up soon.
That's fun. Okay, so we have a lot of cool things lined up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go.
I know. Somewhere in the half-light, I could feel it coming true. I know it, and I knew it, but I did it just for you. Baby, are you getting cold? My room is just down the hall, and if you stay the night, I promise not to call. No future, but can't see it through the cracks. Baby, is the door unlocked? Is your bed getting cold? I know if I stay the night, you'll ask me to go. But somewhere in the half-light, I felt the morning coming through. I know it, and I knew it.
Alright, so you just listened to Rostam. Did anyone recognize the voice of the lead singer? Do you guys want to
reveal? Venture again? Yeah. So, if you didn't know, Rostam is a lead. He, like, is a solo. He's doing a solo act, but he used to be in Vampire Weekend, and that's why it might have sounded familiar.
Yes. So, that was Half-Life. And before that, that was Birds Don't Sing.
Hear that in our dance class, and it's phenomenal.
Yeah, that's a great song.
A plug for the contemporary dance class with Jacqueline.
Jacqueline Wagaspack is a great dance teacher. We are learning to be so free and open with our bodies, and Kelly and I just love the class. So yeah, hit us up, Jackson Jen, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Mornings.
And you can hear jams like that.
True. And then the one before that was Forest Whitaker by Bad Books.
Mm-hmm.
It's real good. I love that song. And
up next we have some Decemberists. So some more country twang.
Yay.
Yes. Love the Decemberists. And then after that we're kicking it old school for a little bit, mm-hmm, with some Beach Boys and some Ricky Nelson.
Goodies.
So here we go, Decemberists.
And under the boughs unbowed, I'll clothe in a snowy shroud. She had no heart so hardened, all under the boughs unbowed.
Better stay, and I will hang my head.
lovers go to cry their troubles away, and they call it Lonesome Town, where the broken heart stays. You can buy a dream or two to last you all through the years, and the only price you pay is a heart full of tears. Going down to Lonesome Town, where the broken heart stays. Going down to Lonesome Town to cry my troubles away, in the town are filled with regret. Maybe down in Lonesome Town I can learn to forget. Maybe down in Lonesome Town I can learn to forget.
All right, so you just heard two oldies but goodies. The first was Don't Worry Baby by the Beach Boys, classic. And the second was Lonesome Town by Ricky Nelson. And the second, the one that we just heard, I found that song by watching the end of the something world. It's a really
the end of the effing world.
Yes.
It
is a really great new show on Netflix. It's a British show.
We were saying how it's understated
in terms of its style and plot.
Yes.
But not underrated.
True.
Yes.
Yeah, critics like it and I like it, so that's what matters.
It's very satirical.
Kelly's approval is what matters.
Yeah, honestly.
She's the true film critic. Yeah.
The
or
only.
I guess TV critic in this case.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But you should all watch it.
Highly
if
recommend.
If you're listening, like, watch it.
Yeah. It's, like, very satirical, kind of dark, but also, like, very heartwarming.
Yeah. Like, really great acting in it. There's mm-hmm. that kid from Black Mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, we just played a song by Ricky Nelson from the show, and we thought it was pretty evocative of a lot of emotion, so we decided to play for you.
Yeah.
But next, you will hear...
L.A. Salami. And
it's kind of like a jokey name, right? But
yeah.
He's actually so really good.
He's actually amazing, yeah. And fun fact, all three of us are going to see him this April.
Mm-hmm. At a venue that is a Berklee College of Music venue.
Yeah,
and it's like a tiny little intimate place, because I feel like his sound couldn't really fill up a larger venue.
No, yeah, it's perfect for intimate settings. And we're pumped to go see him.
Mm-hmm.
And you should all too. The tickets are pretty cheap. It's like $12.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Big plug.
All right. Without further ado, L.A. Salami.
Shoes and a half-assed disguise. Cocaine was your damsel's demon. She ripped the diaphragm from out your chest. Stuck it up her crotch and told you to share and share alike. She chewed your toenails for you, didn't she, my friend? The world has spoiled you rotten, now you're just dead weight and skin. And the thing is, you've turned that simple and slow, with so much further to go. It's so disappointing. I see it as a sign, since it reminds me of the time I saw Nazis on the Northern Line. I don't know why my boss don't tell me.
You should let me know.
Who the hell dropped him on his head?
Dropped him on.
I see to it that they're done for all their dirt one day. And now he can't even make a sentence without some idealistic bull. They really did a number on him, didn't they? Oh my God, how they must have made him read so many books. The future, and that he should think outside the box, and that his lot could be increased by a lot, but he found out that it could not. But he just couldn't stop. Well, I see it as a sign, since it reminds me of the time I saw Nazis on the teachers yelling,
give it to
blood
them.
Dripping from their picket signs. They missed the irony that the peaceful protest had long been dead. You see, they didn't want to have their masters climbing up and into their heads anymore. And I'll ignore all the glints in their eyes. My mind. Sign, since it reminds me of the time I saw Nazis on the Northern Line.
So again, that was L.A. Salami. Don't be discouraged by the name. He's a really great artist. And we're, just to reiterate, we're all going
we're
to see
him. We're going to see him. I know you don't care, but
We're super excited. And everyone should come. Now we have a PSA coming at you all. So go green with rechargeable batteries. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them.
Today's NIMH battery lasts about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled.
packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore. And isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? A message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
How relevant.
Very relevant, considering that former Vice President Al Gore came to campus yesterday. So we thought we would pay tribute to him by reading a environment related PSA. Yeah.
We have a lot of respect for Mr. Gore and all the work he's done for climate action.
No, this is genuine. Yeah,
this for real. No, yeah, yeah.
Much respect. He's one of my heroes. Yes.
Go green.
All right. Coming up next, we have some Neil Young. And followed by some Grizzly Bear
and
some Star
FKR. Yeah.
Get enjoy.
Pumped. Here we go.
Chrome and steel, she rides, colliding with you love.
All right, so you just listened to Deep Blue Sea by Grizzly Bear, and this last song was Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. And I would like to shout out my twin brother, Anders, who requested this song. He is currently chilling at Cornell. Don't know why he's still up, but he is our 11th listener, so I appreciate it. Hi, Anders. Thanks for listening.
I'd also like to shout out my brother, Ruben. He is joining us now from, not really quite now, he's not really joining us either, but he is listening from New York, New York. And it's, I don't know why he's still awake, because it's 2:48 in the morning in Boston and New York, but you know what? You gotta do what you gotta do. Thanks for listening, Ruben.
I'll just shout out my brother too.
Yeah, it's a brother shout out time.
Yeah, he's not listening. He's asleep. It's fine. But he's in med school, so it's understandable. But shout out to Ken. I miss you.
Yeah.
We love our brothers here at WMFO in Medford.
We really do. All right, coming up next, we have Star FKR.
Finally.
Finally. Great song.
Star Effort.
And then we got some Fleet Foxes for you guys.
Oh, wait. Fun fact, I was just looking up because I, like, couldn't actually imagine what type of word could be behind that. Behind that. So I was like, oh, okay. I looked it up on Wikipedia, and it's just, like, this, I don't even know, this ironic way of making fun of all these people who just brag about how they've effed these stars and, like, celebrities and how.
And oh,
I didn't understand, like, what it actually meant for a long time. So there it is. Here's some background information.
Wow, that's a great fun fact, Kelly. Thanks for sharing. Yeah,
thank you for sharing, Kelly. Cool story, Cal.
Now we can tell all our friends. Be like, guys, this is what I learned on WMFO from listening to Huskberries.
You're welcome.
All right. Without further ado, here's some Star FKR.
Thank you.
What's up, everyone? You're still listening to WMFO in Medford. Our show is called Husk Cherries. This is Celia, Ellie, and Kelly.
Yep. So, yeah, welcome to 91.5 FM Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We have one more song left for you guys. You just listened to Fleet Foxes, and now we have some Brockhampton to leave you all at this hour.
I went to a concert on Monday at House of Blues with Brockhampton, and it was so hype. You have no idea. The fans were crazy. It was a mosh pit. I was not prepared, but this is a great band. They're calling themselves a boy band, which is kind of interesting.
Interesting.
All right, so we're going to sign off after this one.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in to our first show of the semester. We'll be here every other week, every other Thursday.
Two more shows.
At 2 a.m., yeah. I hope you tune in. Have a great morning and day. Cause it's,
and night.
And night. I mean, it's
some
night.
Sleep. You should get some sleep. Really.
Yeah, you should get some sleep. Okay.
Okay. Tell me what you want.
Wow.
I just wanna love you. Tell me what you waiting for. I just wanna hold you. Tell me what you waiting for. I just wanna love you, just wanna hold you. Never will lie to you. Tell me what you waiting for. See the past in your eyes. I know the future has been passing you by. These other niggas, they just passing your time. They don't know how to ride the tidal waves that crash in your thighs. But I got a dream, and if you believe, then I can take you somewhere that is pristine. I'm keeping it clean, my title is mean. They boxing the scene, but we broke out the scenes. Don't make me a fiend, I know what I want. I'm working to get everything that I need. But I got a plan for you. I'm taking the stand for you, I care for you. What's your motive with me, baby? Cause I don't trust nobody lately. I twist and turn moving just like a serpent. The times are coming just like a virgin. Get you well out of my head. Cause lately I'm better off dead. I say this all out of respect. Sometimes I want nothing with you. Wearing your love like medallions. Cause I know thousand men want you. What's no menage? Fucking riding shotguns up your buns. Melon fading under stars in the sun. 8590 gon' bust out the gun. No, they sent me from the neck of the woods. Changed my name, stay so they never could.